And then there is the aftermath, Mike, when it becomes clear we've got Kiev next. We're not going to talk about that game in this part, but it becomes clear Liverpool, the talismanic manager, the manager who's got them to the treble the season before, there's the Charity Shield win, there's the European Super Cup win, there's the start of the season in general, is seriously, seriously ill. I think that's the point here. The first part of this is seriously, seriously ill, not this sort of conversation about will he or won't he come back. For the first couple of days, it was will he or won't he survive this?
Oh, definitely. That was the prime concern, that he could actually die. And, as I said previously, there's a massive emotional investment in Houllier by this point. He's been around a while.
I'm not sure. My memory serves that we were shielded as fans from the phase where he really could have died. Because we get to hear about the aftermath of the operation where they went. Then it said, this is so severe. If he hadn't had the operation, he could have died. But he's, and the next 24 hours is important, but he's in a really good way. It was kind of that. I think we'd very quickly moved. We didn't notice how bad it was. But now he's not going to die on us. But he's not going to be our manager. I remember, you're very much a football fan, first last nor as much as trying to be a human being about it. And the two are sort of indivisible. But I remember thinking, is he going to be our manager
It became clear quite quickly that he wasn't going to be around for some considerable length of time. Exactly. And that, the seriousness of what he'd undergone in terms of the op and the actual problem.